Well, yeah, you're this is the number one Gaga list. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. I don't have it at all.
God, speechless. That's what I am right now. It's you fucking guys. Officially at episode 69, the greatest number ever created, ever.
I love best scene in Billy Madison. As
Buddy Deller would say, the Sasquante Nuff.
Yeah, Buddy. Yeah, 2005 era. Back when back in those old Waspish in our Penn State Worthington days. Worthington Scranton.
Oh. Yeah. Cheers to 69, guys.
69.
And I also like to say cheers 69. To our friends over in France. We saw a giant uptick last week. Don't know what you're listening to, Georgia, but if not, enjoy.
For our friends in France, this is episode 69. And if we ask them if they like it, I bet they say, oui.
I hope. That's all I got. I almost failed French, I'm sorry.
Dude, 4 years of French, that's all I got.
I got 2 years in the first year. I remember putting my notebook down on the floor with all the vocabulary words because I just couldn't spell for shit. I can't spell English words for shit. And Jim sat right behind me. He caught everything. And then finally the teacher caught on. And she's like, no open notebooks. Like that one. I'm like,
now we're in trouble. Yeah.
But Jim was smart, and he actually knew everything, and he just used it as just a cheat.
I did.
I did not. Like I said, I can't spell English words, so I'm...
I made the huge mistake of taking French in college. Ooh. And I took back-to-back 6 months.
Why did you have to take a language in college?
Listen to this. Because I had to for my major. Because I was communications
college,
major
man.
At the time.
I mean, I didn't take sight singing.
Listen to this. For an entire year, right, 2 semesters, the fall and spring, Monday and Friday, 9 to 9:50, Tuesday and Thursday, 8 to 9:50. My whole life, I lived French. All I ate were French fries.
Wow.
You know,
speaking of French fries.
And I can't speak
French. I had some Wendy's French fries today, and they were delicious.
Yeah, I haven't had Wendy's in a hot minute.
Wendy's is the king of all fast food. They got the biggie bag.
It's the best.
It's a Dave's Classic Double, another type of cheeseburger, a chicken sandwich. Can't get spicy, though. And then, when you choose one of those three, you get an order of fries, a 4-piece nugget, and a drink. $5. $5! You can't beat that.
Wendy's.
How can it be
Wendy's,
so
Wendy's is good, and the price is perfect. I went to McDonald's the other day. And my butthole still hurts from the price, not the food.
There's no more dollar menu.
Dude, it's terrible. We got 4 burgers and a Happy Meal and it was $30.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Speaking of butts hurting, I think it's worth mentioning. YouTube bags of shit. Fucking spending the week being butt hurt. Refusing to acknowledge the fantastic 11th studio album from the great
songs all time. Aerosmith? Van Halen?
You think, of course, if you're judging it, here's the problem, Brian Goodman, you're judging it by Sands. It's not even a real thing. You just said there's 3 good Sands.
Songs,
what the fuck does
you
that
fucking...
mean? You said Sands.
Alright, I've already had 4 beers.
My god. Alright. Listen, I gave it, it's a 50-50 split. And let's be real.
It's better than Load, Blow My
they
Load,
should,
the Black Album, and...
No? I don't think it's better than Reload.
Listen,
I love how you acknowledge that Blow My Load is considered Reload. So,
right, let's put Lars on a bus. That's what I want to do.
Well, we did, but he slept on the wrong fucking bus.
You know what would make Lars Jim? You know what would make Lars cooler? If he had a band called Ulrich's Urge, and they just played all the old songs with a bunch of 20-year-olds, and he sat there playing the drums like it's fucking Dick Clark's Rock on New Year's Eve.
A fan suggested that Lars fill in for Neil Peart for Rush, and Lars is like, I'm not qualified for that.
Yeah.
Oh shit, because you suck.
Yeah, he's not qualified for that. Yeah, Oh, yeah, because he sucks. Okay,
he's an above average middle.
Okay, let's have... What's wrong with that? That's good. It's not about individual performances. If it was about individual performances, Guns N' Roses should be the best band ever because Slash is the best lead guitar player in the history of the world. But he's... It's not about individual performances.
Oh, God.
He's carrying the weight of...
Oh, God.
Of the Duff. He's carrying the weight of fucking... Oh, I wanted to be Ozzy, but I can't be Ozzy, so I guess I'll be...
Izzy was carrying the weight.
Oh, get out of here. You can't even shit on Izzy Stradlin.
Slash was carrying all the weight while sitting on top of Izzy's shoulders.
Yeah. Oh. Izzy's the man.
Yeah.
Look, right now, the only good thing about Metallica is Bobby T. That's it. That's it. And I wish he'd go back to Suicidal Tendency.
He was on one of the channels on XM today doing an hour-long thing with them. They're like playing concerts. Mandatory Metallica, I think, Channel 105.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good. I'll get right on that. That's why I canceled my XM.
I mean, if anybody's been listening to this for 69 episodes, they know that, like, our... Not only do, like, what we rank, but, like, our taste in music is ranked. Like, I'm at the top. Jim, you're okay.
Wall Street
is on
a
fucking island.
Oh, my God.
So it's like...
Look. I've always said, I'm Switzerland. I grab from both sides and hold this. I'm the glue. I'm like Flex Seal, okay?
Listen,
I should be on there for
my show.
Okay?
Like
that's
Bill,
what I am.
Listen,
okay?
Just like Bill Cosby once said, the proof is in the
Jesus.
Pudding. I introduced you guys to Ghosts. I introduced you to the Pixies. I introduced you to the Deftones. I brought all of that to the platter. Yeah, so maybe your memory's a little foggy of it and you're not sure what happened, but I think the bottom line is, the proof's in the pudding.
Oh,
I brought Aerosmith, Van Halen, Iron Maiden, Ailstorm.
Ailstorm.
I did enjoy the Ailstorm. I hate to admit that, but I did.
I enjoy the
Gojira.
Gojira.
I did not enjoy the Gojira. I saw Gojira twice, and they're the only live band I've ever seen where I prayed that the power would go out.
The first time I saw Maiden power went out in the middle of Power Slave, ironically.
Yeah, that's because they were trying to get Paul up on stage.
No, is that because Bruce was bitching about the sound?
No.
It's too loud in here.
They were playing... somebody had a soccer ball backstage, and they're just playing soccer or football for our international listeners. And then they accidentally kicked into the audience. They're like, can we have that back? We're still playing. And then all of a sudden the sound came on, and then Bruce just punted it in Madison Square Garden.
You know,
were they trying to play soccer with Paul?
Yeah. There's
fucking
all these Iron Maiden fans.
Guys in a wheelchair.
Please, Bruce, sing us a song for a matter of life and death. It would just, nothing would complete our lives more.
Sure,
please,
Papa. Please sing us Frantic
Tick
Tick Tick Tock Tick Tick Tick.
Did I ask you guys that when James Hetfield's favorite social media?
Yeah, Frantic Tick Tick Tick
Tick Tick Tick Tick Tock.
All right. We're rambling on here. Episode 69.
Look. Oh, right, man.
Madam Shirts Lady Gaga is the main event. The Gaga.
The Gogster.
Buddy, you won
Ghosts
last week, I think? Or whenever that... 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
two weeks ago.
We did Ghosts. Chubbs, baby.
Yeah.
Chubbs.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Any new listeners, go back and listen
to
the Ghosts.
And
see that disappointment.
The number one Ghost.
With the
Ghost. Get
anyway.
Out of here. Oh my God!
Female singers, is that correct? Okay, because that's what I did. Because originally you had something else, and then we changed it like last second. So
yeah, of any genre.
I didn't change shit. Well,
it was
like, don't be all French on me.
I might
change.
Since it's episode 69, and we're a bunch of immature 36 and 37-year-old adults. Our range tonight is going to be between the numbers of 69 and 210. Buddy?
My God.
Pick a number.
Yeah. 101.
Wow. Jam. 69.
I'll go
jam.
169.
Ooh.
Alexa, give me a number between 69 and 210.
Here's the number between 69 and
210.
It's
141.
141. Buddy wins.
Wow.
So let me check something here. So I missed a lot of stuff.
We're going A to Z.
Okay.
We're going A to Z. And you're
so
A to Z.
For any new listeners, A to Z means
yes, sir.
Shimmy is going to read them all off alphabetically, and then we're going to say where they fall on our lists.
Okay.
If they're in our top 10, we're just going to yell a 5 or some sort of thing of indicating that we're not disclosing that, that particular one, because we're saving for the top 10.
Okay, so with that said, I'm going to bring it back to our, like, the how we rank the musical tastes. So I'm going to go first. I mean, you guys really can duke it out, but I'll give it to Jim because he loves
Ghost. I love Ghost.
And then, I know you do, but you also love Amon.
They're fucking great.
So you go last.
Yo. Yo, I just ordered 2 new Ghost shirts tonight, too.
Did you?
I can't stop. It's bad, dude. It's bad. It's bad. I'm addicted.
All right.
August 25th. Greatest day of my life.
Yeah, you get to see Amon Amarth. Fucking prick.
Yeah, fuck
you're gonna
that
be a fucking
Jesus
Jim's gonna be
oh,
wearing
no
fucking
quick.
Yeah,
shirts
sure,
no, I'm not. I tried.
Jim's gonna be wearing fucking a Viking hat.
Shirts
and
of beers, but I tried.
The next
I tried.
After.
No. No. I'd rather be stabbed with a Viking horn than listen to that shit.
Raise your horns, raise them up to the sky.
All
right. Beers. I have 2 beers tonight.
Who's got it? Take the lead.
I got the Voodoo Ranger Fruit Force Fruit Punch IPA in a 19.2 fluid ounce can that is 9.5 alcohol by volume.
Fucking can.
And I have on reserve the Jenny Cran Orange. They just got a new shipment in the beer distributor by my house, so I had to jump on that. I mean, they should
cool.
just put the lumberjack, because he's wearing flannel lumberjack shit. It's the Christmas beer, but it's like so popular. People are literally commenting on the Jenny page, just put them in like a flamingo in like a bathing suit with like a swimmies in like I
there
want
you
to
go.
This by my pool.
Just keep it
I think
around.
They are. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Oh, Iron Maiden. Ace is high.
What's the shirt? You got Maiden. Ace, ooh, that's a good shirt.
Good shirt.
I like it. I like it. I like
should
it.
Should be best.
Hughes, I'll go last, because I have a tribute for you.
Boy.
You're fucking shitting
okay.
on me, and I have to show you a shirt I got. I'm really pissed right now. I'm really
what?
Pissed right now.
Why?
Because you'll see. All right, you'll
buddy,
see.
What do you got?
Okay. American Psycho shirt.
Huey Lewis.
Wonderful.
Huey Lewis. And,
except to be square.
I threw all my Bud Light out, so I'm going Miller Lite. God, show again. The real problem is that Bud Light's your favorite beer. That,
Bud Light's just nasty in general.
I know, that's
that was the second beer that I ever got drunk off, and I violently threw up from it in somebody's garage.
Yeah.
You were there,
you should
Hughes.
Be upset. I was. You should be, yeah, I was too. You should be upset about 2 things in this situation. 1, if Bud Light's your favorite beer, and 1A, if Kid Rock's your favorite musician.
Yeah.
Kid Rock
musician,
is
musician, that's a stretch.
Like, when was the last song he actually wrote that was his own that he didn't rip off from somebody else?
No,
well, that he had that Metallica
yeah,
song.
And then
from
he had
when
the,
Metallica.
Then he had the
Kid Rock
Skinner song. And then he did that song.
Now,
Skinner.
Home Alabama, but it was like that other.
Oh, God, you're right.
Then he did
oh,
that song
trash.
Chill Crow.
Don't
forget
offend.
About that one.
Yeah.
Oh, the ballad.
Take your picture or
I don't
something
want
like that.
Offend. You know, the Shakespearean lyrical poetry of the artist who gave us Bow with the
I
Bow.
Mean, that album isn't bad, but...
Oh, for the love, you're out!
I didn't say it was good, it's just not bad. I owned it, I'll own up to it.
Look it, he's just a cowboy. Riding all night,
from Michigan.
Sleeping all day.
He's from Detroit, Michigan,
you know,
he's a cowboy.
Paint the town
with,
red.
You know what else
wife,
is
white.
For a guy who proclaims the trailer park trash, he grew up in a pretty blessed
yes.
House.
Oh, yeah,
anyway.
Nice mansion.
He still has
anyway.
A pretty nice
yeah.
House,
anyway.
I'm guessing. Anyway, fuck
we've
yeah,
given
man.
Him. We've
he's
given him
heard.
More time. You know what? We've given him more time right now than local FM rock
so
radio
fuck,
has in the last
fuck Kid
years.
Rock.
That's
if you like
us.
Bud Light, drink
that's
Bud
on
Light.
Us.
Who fucking cares? Drink it.
Drink it. Who cares?
Cheers. Cheers. If you're drinking
wow.
It right now, cheers.
Cheers.
Jim,
cheers.
Shimmy, Mr. Bags,
Rona, we got to celebrate
nice.
Properly. I got
the
Rona.
Premium.
That's good.
Premium.
That's a good one.
Hughes, look at, I go out of my way.
A red, white, and black flannel.
And I wear a Metallica shirt.
We can't see it.
Look at
I
this.
Like it.
Right? Right.
Yeah.
Can you see it? Where? Can you see it now?
Don't you dare.
And I fixed the shirt. I fixed it.
before that, he fired all those bums.
There.
Yeah,
I'm just
wait,
saying,
so
I fixed
I'm
it.
Yeah,
there was a problem with the shirt when I got it. There was a stain on it,
you
so I had to
get
I had to fix it. So
oh,
this is my shirt for the night.
Ooh! Amazing.
Wow.
Well played.
There we go. So,
did you create that?
There's my shirt.
Did you buy that?
No, it's a piece of paper. I printed it out. I taped it to the shirt.
Oh my god, that's freaking dedication. All right. Here, let's do the picture.
Jim wins the shirt for the night.
That's true.
That's what I've been talking about, man.
All right. Post that to the book.
Good.
Rock and roll.
You guys can all. The Faithful 14, which might be the Tremendous 20 now.
Ooh, yeah, with all those,
yes,
those Frenchies.
Thank you. Keep listening. We'll try to entertain you more with our stupidity. Female rockers.
Let's go.
We're going to give you highly inaccurate ranks of your favorite shit. So, buddy.
Rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Some,
no.
Right. 10 to 6.
Not rockers. We did that. Singers.
Female singers. All right, here we go. Number 10, Janet Jackson.
Ooh.
Number 9, you just mentioned her, Sheryl Crow.
Ooh, Miss
Number
Crow.
Number 8, Stevie Nicks. Number
Ooh.
7, Joan Jett.
Ooh.
Number 6,
Ooh.
Amy Winehouse.
The Winehouse.
I like the Winehouse.
I threw my list together quickly, so I
didn't put nearly as much thought as I probably should have, but, you know.
Wow. I like it.
All right,
who's second? Did we duke it out? I'm Switzerland here.
Yeah.
Shimmy Switzerland. All right, number 10, Joan Jett.
Nice.
Number 9, Shirley Manson.
Ooh.
Number, yeah, love the garbage. Number 8.
Little,
oh, yeah. I walked into that one. Fuck.
That
all right, number 8, Gwen Stefani. All of it. Number 7. Not the greatest Tay-Tay, but I'll take Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
dude.
Shitty Love Life has made her the most fantastic career ever.
No. Dude, listen. Her last 3 albums, it's a vibe. The poppy shit.
I like the Shake
whatever.
It Off.
And then number 6. Number 6, I'll take the Wilson sisters from Heart. I'm not choosing. They both go as a combo.
Yeah, they go together.
You know, they got to go together.
Okay. Good.
Look, they made Robert Plant cry.
Yeah.
When they sang the stolen song.
I think there wasn't really many dry eyes in that theater. That was a hell of a performance that they did of Stare.
Yeah, with the choir.
Especially when
Bonham
was, he was crying while he was playing. I mean, that's a powerful song. I love it or hate it, it's still a powerful song.
Yeah.
All right, like I said, I didn't put much thought into it. I just kind of threw this together very quickly. I'm not a super big fan.
Your Gaga list?
I'm not a super big fan of the band, but I do enjoy her voice a lot. It's Christina Scabia from Lacuna Coil.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
I know she doesn't have a pleasant-sounding voice, but I love the rasp. Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm.
Okay.
This one, All Hail the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
7, Pat Benatar. And 6, Whitney Houston.
All right.
Crack
just
is
feel
the
hit. Yep. Somebody. Oh, she felt the heat from Bobby Brown. Anyway.
Yikes.
Jesus.
All right.
That's a good list.
We're going to round table the top 5 now.
All right, number 5.
J-Lo. Ooh, okay. Okay, number
J-Lo
5 for me, Stevie Nicks.
Number 5 for me.
Oh, yeah. She's on the other list for this
five
episode.
For me.
Yeah, boy.
The Lady of the Night, Gaga.
Nice.
All right. Cherry, boom, boom. Let's do
number,
it.
Number 4, Adele.
I respect that. She's got a powerful
That's
voice.
A good one.
Very powerful.
Yeah, very, yeah. Number 4, Alanis Morissette.
Nor rasp.
I love the Alanis.
Speaking of rasp.
She got famous because of Joey from Full House.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta respect
Speaking
the whole
of rasp,
career.
Another girl that's on a different list. Grace Potter. My Grace.
Ooh. Yeah. You
I
love the Grace. Yes.
Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, the album. It's in black and white. She's sitting on a suitcase. Highly, highly recommend that one.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
My headphone wire was covering Mustaine's face. He got mad at me.
Oh, better watch. He might fire you.
Oh, that's face. Okay.
Oh, he's going to fire. He already did.
I actually, it's funny. Dave Mustaine's saying that right now. Pretend he created ranks.
Okay, cool.
Dude, all week long, every fucking post. Oh, great. Dave Mustaine thinks he created UK or something like that.
Here's the thing, man, it's so good. In all honesty, I love Megadeth. It's just fun to do it.
Yeah. It's like, dude, if you hate them so much, why are you commenting? And I really wanted to say, like, because 9 out of 10 posts for Blabbermouth is about fucking Metallica. Like,
and it's just fun. It's just fun. Yeah. It's all for fun. Like,
it's fun to fire.
It's what we do. Yeah.
Like saying Dave Mustaine fired everybody.
Number three.
Metallica. He wanted to call the band Megadeth, and he's just like, "Fuck all you guys, you're done."
Number three, Lady Gaga.
Oh, you sandbagging son of a bitch!
Ooh, you went Gaga.
I did.
All right, my number three, Fiona Apple.
Whoa, you're a criminal.
She's a badass. Her songs, oof. She's good.
What are we on?
Three.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I gave you the wrong one then.
Oh.
Because I made a last minute change and I changed everything, so.
Grace goes to three.
Grace is my three.
Okay.
My number four is Christina Aguilera.
Ooh.
Come on,
Genie in a Bottle, baby.
Christina. I can't argue that.
She's got a powerful voice, too.
Yeah, she's got a powerful something.
Oh, with her, Maya, and I forget the other two in that, Oulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Yeah,
a little French action.
Will you come to bed with me tonight?
Listen, I allez-vous coucher avec myself to that video, believe me.
that was prime, like, teen
years.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
2001, man. You're like a hose.
The wind blew the wrong way.
Boom, yeah, you're spraying shit.
it's like those videos where they put the dimensions into a Coke bottle.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Right, number two. Right,
so yeah.
Gwen Stefani.
Ooh, Hughes, there you go. Gwendolyn. Alright, my number two. I gotta go with all three, the Heim sisters.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Mm. Okay.
They're the best.
Shit, I know Jim's number one now.
You do?
I think I do. Mm. My number two is Annie Wilson from Heart.
Yeah. Okay, alright. I'm just gonna write Heart.
You can group the two of them in there.
I'm putting them all together. Yeah. Okay.
I thought she was the sole singer, but you know, I saw them live. They were good.
Oh, that's cool.
And I saw them 2016, and I don't know how old they were at that time, but I knew they were a lot older than me, and her sister was running around like she was 22. Like,
yeah,
like,
they're a powerhouse together.
Yeah.
It's out at the Kirby Center in Wilkes-Barre.
Nice.
That's a great place to see it.
That's right. I saw Ghost there.
Oh, God.
I saw Primus there.
Did you? Primus. Oh, that's
cool.
I wish I went to that Primus.
It was on the Green album, which I didn't. They played literally Jerry Was a Race Car Driver and My Name is Mo.
Oh.
That was it. Everything else was all
I love
album.
The Green album.
Like,
is that Home
like
for Demand? Home for Demand?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like the album was just released, so it was just like nobody knew
it.
Right,
right. Yeah.
The only time
I also saw Stephen Lynch there and Elvis Costello.
Interesting. When I saw
He just played acoustic.
When I saw Primus, they played the entire Desaturating 7 album. They played a couple songs, played that whole album, then played that.
The Desaturating 7?
That's pretty good. Yellow, green, green, purple. All right, number one, Shakira.
Ooh.
Wow.
How was she in contention? Like, saying it up for debate.
My God. Damn, I'm offended. You forgot about my girl, Kimmy.
I knew it.
Number
one, it's
the best of the best of the best.
Fuck, I forgot about that too. Oh,
she carried two of the greatest bands of all time.
How good is Safari? It's like my favorite. It's one of my favorite songs.
Mm.
Oh. I don't have the greatest band of all time, but it's a damn good band. Stevie Nicks. All
right, you got Stevie. Wow. That's why I said, you know, give me Kimmy D 30 years ago. No offense to her, but, you know,
heroin,
it's been rough.
Gwen probably would have been my 11 if we were doing the full-blown.
She's,
well,
I mean,
I don't know. If we were doing a full-blown, Gwen probably would have been higher, but
the full,
I threw it together quick.
The full spectrum, it's It's pretty good stuff.
And the chick from Arch Enemy, she's got a hell of a fucking voice, too.
I don't do much female metal to a point. I really haven't...
That's why I liked the Kuna Koya, because it's new metal. I don't know how to describe it, new metal. Ooh. New metal, but, like, she's got a fucking voice on her.
New metal? Where is... New metal sucks.
New metal sucks. I hate the term. I heard the term new metal.
Well, it's N-U. That was just...
I mean, like...
It was a way to shit on grunge the way grunge shit on hair metal. Grunge was like, wear as much clothing as possible. You know what I mean? And new metal was, let's talk about how much we hate our dads because they left us in the 80s because they were listening to Guns N' Roses.
That was emo.
Now, emo was when your fucking... Never mind, I
won't
say anything.
Father left you, or if your father left you and your girlfriend broke up with you.
Sorry, I can't be...
Be perfect. Oh, man, Simple Plan. Let's do it.
Oh, fuck no.
You lost it all, and it's not forever.
Simple Plan.
That's Simple Plan. That's Simple Plan.
Yeah. Ocean Avenue is Yellow Card.
Oh, yeah.
Good Charlotte.
There's a place
then, and My Chemical Romance, they were trying to be metal, but they couldn't.
My Chemical Romance is trying to be Green Day. They did that Black Parade trying to make it like they're American Idiot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it just...
Speaking of shitty new metal bands, new metal core, I heard Atreyu on the radio the other
day. Yeah, you're saying they're trash.
God, are they fucking
They've always been terrible. They've never been good.
Well, they had that Lip Gloss and Black
That was their
song.
Only was, good song. That song
that,
was good.
That was like... It was tolerable, but the holy shit, the new one, it doesn't even sound anything like them. They slow down, they don't scream anymore.
Yeah, the guy
it
that screams
like
isn't in the band. The guy who screams isn't in the band anymore. The drummer that did the clean vocals sings everything, and the different guy, it's trash.
So this is a prime example of why drummers shouldn't sing.
Right.
Here we go.
I make the argument the drummer shouldn't even drum half the time.
Okay, now we're talking Metallica. I'm in. All right, let's do it.
Speaking of drummers who sing, I'm kind of unimpressed with the new Foo Fighters song. I'm happy that they're doing it, but I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't go through the whole thing. I don't know. I get it, but I don't know.
It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't like anything that's like longevity
than,
to
it was
me. It was just a new song.
It's just gonna be. It's gonna be a subtle tribute to Taylor Hawkins, which is totally fine. And when they play the shows,
playing?
It's...
Who's playing drums right
they
now?
They said who the drummer... I'm sure it was Dave in the studio, but their touring guy... Or their touring drummer. I think they said who it is. They had a picture of him or something. I think... I don't know. I didn't recognize the name of who it was.
I would probably guarantee that Grohl played the drums on the new album.
Yeah, I mean...
If they weren't sure about the drummer or, like, they didn't know, like, he's the obvious choice. Like,
but, I mean, like, that's all he... I mean, look at... So, like, you know, Taylor passes away. They're kind of in the middle of a tour. They have to cancel. Then they did the tribute shows. They did one in England, one in L.A. It's like, that's all he knows is just to play shows. So it's like, what do you do?
He's a high school dropout. Like, he really, literally does not know anything other than being a rock star. Like,
right. And, you know, I mean...
It's kind of like the same thing with Motley Crue right now. Like, they're so irrelevant, but they're trying to be relevant.
Yeah, well, Motley Crue sucks. At least Foo Fighters
do. Well, no, Dave. Mick Mars is the fucking man.
Mick Mars sucks, too, to be honest. They all suck.
Well, he sucks, but he's the best out of the crew. He is the crew. He brought it all together.
He literally was carrying those sons of bitches for years. Like,
yeah.
Without him.
Dude, it's horrible. Even though when they released the Click track, they're trying to make fun of Mick, but all I hear is Mick playing, and I hear Vince...
hear Mick killing it, and then
mouth
Vince
fucking the microphone. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, Tommy Lee is just probably, like, playing fucking drums with his giant fucking dong. Like,
yeah, fuck him, too.
Fuck Motley Crue. Let's get into Gaga. Well, anybody got to take a break? We're only 29-ish minutes in. And we got a pisk. Need a beer break? Good?
I'm good for the moment.
I'm good for the moment. Let's go. Knicks are up 3-32. Let's fucking go.
Letter A.
Knickerbockers are playing tonight. Yo, how about Embiid? He's out for tomorrow night now. Fuck that shit. Yeah, he sprained his right knee last night. No, he sprained his knee.
Kawhi Leonard's not going to play again tomorrow, too. Injuries are fucking
motherfucker.
Sprained his knee is not a comeback injury after, like, 2 days. That's like a...
Yeah, I know, and Embiid's, like, nine feet tall.
I sprained
so
my
I don't
knee
know what's
once
happen.
Before, so...
I sprained my knee around Christmas. I still haven't recovered.
All right, so if you do sprain your knee, and if you fall and get hurt, you might need to call 911.
Yeah. Am Am I first?
That's where our show kicks off tonight. 9-1-1.
Five.
Nope. No go.
Wow.
Hughes' list might have just gotten blown up.
I do not have it either.
You guys need to listen to Chromatica. Number 10. Did you listen to Chromatica? It's the best song on the album.
Where's my paper? Our next song. Wow. That started out bad.
Chromatica sucks.
How about... Sorry. Alejandro.
The last three songs were the best songs. Alejandro.
13.
Okay. I've got that at 19.
Okay.
I got it at 28.
There's our number one song.
Okay.
As of right now. Actually, no. The other one, probably, because of all the points that you got from it.
Oh, song? Five. Okay. All
right. Our next song.
I'm going blue marker tonight.
Is Americano.
Americano.
No.
25.
Okay.
Might not even make the full list, so. It's enjoyable, but, it's... 25 to 30, they're usually just,
Yeah.
They're for fun.
They're throwaways, but at the same time, you want them to be part of the list.
Sure.
Alright, so, Americano done. Alright, so we've got Angel Down.
24. I told
you... Oh, never mind, sorry.
Yeah. When you saw my list, you got so jealous you had to alter your list.
No, I completely forgot.
I respect that.
To put it on. My Angel that. Down would be my legit 31.
No.
The legit 31. Yeah.
It would be... No, I was going through and I'm just like, oh, shit, I forgot to put that other song, which is probably next.
All right, where are we at? We are done with Angel Down. We're going to go to the song called Applause.
19.
19.
Whoa.
Jim's throwing up fives.
That's a five. Really? Wow.
Dude.
That's our number one right
Sounds
now.
Sounds like somebody got on somebody's list.
Yo, TSO, baby.
Yep, Jim took my list.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. You altered your list because of mine. This
one
is
song.
I'm just saying. All right, our next song is Ara.
What?
Ara.
Yeah.
Ara.
Do a little 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
Hughes, I've got Ara at 30.
It's pretty special. We got on the list.
It's all right.
It's catchy as fuck. It's got that crazy.
What album is that on?
It's the first song on Art Pop.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Here we go. Look at this guy. This sucks. That sucks. You suck.
There's a couple good songs on it, but...
God.
No, actually, I have a decent amount of stuff highlighted from it, but...
Hey, yo.
Care for our...
Hey, yo. Let's smoke them all.
I'm a bad guy. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Smoke them all. Who's got Ayo?
Oh, no. I thought you were doing a shtick. I didn't realize.
Jim? Jim's throwing up a five. I got a five, but throw a one in front of it.
Oh, boy.
That's why I was pissed, because I knew I had it high, and I just...
Okay.
My scratch list, I had it at 11, so...
Okay, next. Bad Kids. We're on to the B's already. Bad Kids.
No.
That's a negatory.
Wow, I've got Bad Kids at 18.
Wow, you're upset about your 18 only being a slam pick.
Wow. I mean, it's just such a good song. I wish you guys would have listened, but I get it. How about a little...
I wish you would learn your fucking ghosts, but, you know.
Oh, my God, I know my fucking ghost. He's an exorcist. But anyway, Bad Romance.
Five.
Rob, Gog, what?
Five. That's a five.
Uh-oh.
Jim fucked up.
I didn't fuck up. I can't believe you guys have that in your top 10. I've got it at 20.
Wow.
It's all right. How about Beautiful,
Man,
Dirty,
I wish I had the windows
rich.
Open to hear the fucking crickets going when Jim said that.
Look, I'm just saying. Beautiful, Dirty, Rich. That's our next song. Good God.
Don't have it.
Holy shit.
Jim?
14.
That's a negatory.
Jesus fucking Christ. Gonna be a long night here, then. Wow.
Well, yeah, you're this is the number one Gaga list. Here we go. It is.
Yeah. You guys, with your fucking call 911. We got a problem. All right, how about Bloody Mary? Who's got Bloody Mary?
Mr. No. Delaware.
No.
Jesus Christ. 17.
27.
All right. We're on the board.
Barely.
I know.
All right.
How about Born This Way?
29.
Hughes, 29.
Yo!
23.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, that one should make the full list.
The vicinity. I don't know, dude. That's only 10 points, if that, maybe.
But all three of us said it. Okay, it might be like the 30.
All right. Who's got Boys, Boys, Boys? The opposite of Motley Crue.
No.
16.
All right.
I prefer the Motley Crue Girls, 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 though. Mm. That is one of their good songs.
Mm. Is that before or after Vince killed the guy from Hanoi Basil?
Wow.
I'm just saying.
I want to see Gaga do a fucking rock album where she like brings in like Nina Strauss and like.
Did you guys see Gaga do other people. With Metallica when they did Moth in the Flame? It's fucking awesome.
Wow, yeah. They couldn't have done a song that people fucking know. They chose a fucking song that nobody gives a shit about.
It was the number one. Oh my like, God, it was like number was one so on all good. The rock charts when it came out. It was the biggest fucking metal hit of the
literally,
year.
Literally.
Oh my bastard. God.
Not to the flame. That's the song they chose. They couldn't have done like Seek and Destroy, Master of Puppets.
Why they do Master of Puppets for that dumb fucking show you guys love? Alright, they can't fucking spread it all over the place.
They couldn't have done Bell Tolls. They couldn't have done Disposable God. Heroes. Oh, I'm sorry. They can't play that stuff because it's not fucking acceptable to play at a Grammy show.
Things Were Strange. Now
God forbid
stranger.
Metal's played.
Now we have Strangest Things.
Stranger
no.
Danger. Stranger Danger.
No.
Stranger Danger. Stranger Danger.
Oh my God. The only thing that's upside down is your taste in television programming, you Dutch bastard. Next.
Hey. Hey. Come on, we synced up last week.
I know we did.
Last time.
I threw an Austin Powers reference, so we got the Dutch thing. All right.
So, I got the Dutch thing. You crazy Dutch bastard.
Yeah.
All right. Who's got brown eyes?
No.
Who's got what?
Mine are blue.
Oh, brown eyes.
No, don't have it.
The 26. Mountains are blue, like your eyes. My eyes are green.
Oh, yeah, they're green.
26.
All right. I guess we're
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
All right, our next song is what Gaga says to me about tonight's episode, Come to Mama.
No. Don't have it.
I do not have it.
26.
I do not require them.
Very good song.
Yeah, it'd be my 31.
Yeah, legit. Sure, it would be.
My legit 31.
Right after another right. song that you just could not put on your list.
Look, our next song. Dance in the Dark.
12.
Dance in the 12. Dark.
Dance like I just shit your pants. This little Adam Sandler lyric for your mom.
Jim 5. That was a good sound.
That's what does this beer glass look like? A zero?
Mason jar?
Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a zero. No, don't have it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
this is fucked. We need to redo this and regather next week.
I think I won. I feel like I'm gonna win now. I was thinking now I'm starting to think I'm gonna win this.
I think I'm gonna win. Actually, I gotta put my thing down. Alright. When we're on the break, I don't know what our next week is. We're throwing around two different things.
Oh, we have no fucking clue what we're doing next. It's gonna be fun to decide.
Well, depending on what we're doing next week, I have a bonus for next week.
I think we should do Goldfinger next.
I mean, it's on the docket.
I mean, It was picked out of the bucket.
My list
is ready to go.
I still got
to go for that.
I got about three albums deep, and I got to go back and listen. But I
you're probably gonna hate
them. Totally.
Well, I mean, thought they were a ska band, and then they weren't. And I was really highly disappointed that they weren't a ska band.
I know that for you to really get into the music, they either need to be like pirates or Vikings or
I literally just said I thought they were a ska band and I was pumped. And then I found out they weren't a full-blown ska band.
They're like, not a ska band. They're a punk
there was a
band
stage with me from like 1997 to like 2001 where I was full-blown punk ska.
Walking around with that fucking mustard plug shirt on and stuff. I recall this.
I wish I still had that Evil Doers Beware shirt.
Oh, man.
All right. Wow. Next song.
Next.
The definition of ranking with you bastards, dancing in circles.
No.
22.
Double two. All right.
It's a good fucking disco song. Come on.
Not as good as fucking.
Did you guys fucking listen?
Here we go. All right. Who's got Diamond Heart?
No.
Wow, Hughes. Wow.
What?
I got it at 24. What? The opener to Joanne.
Top five.
Winner 11. Yo, 11.
All right.
Ooh, 11. Wow. All right.
I was a big fan of the Joanne album.
It's a good one.
It's a vibe, and she completely lost the whole pop vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
she just
what
sings.
I like. She sings, and it's just actual real instruments played, and I love that. I'm not a big fan of the techno bullshit nonsense of non-instruments and MIDI and all that crap. Sorry.
That's how you really feel.
Yeah, I was going to say, God.
I just did.
How about how you love Moth Into Flame, but you can't admit it for everybody because you got to stay on this hating Metallica train. You got to keep up.
I don't hate Metallica. They're one of my top favorite bands. It's just
you don't act like it. You don't act. And I'm gonna play.
I only like their first four albums. And
then
like
you're not a top fan.
After that.
Then you're not a fucking top fan. You're not a top fan.
No, like I'm not. I'm not a top fan of them. They're a top band of mine. I love Ride the Lightning. That's a. Tell me that I'm wrong. With
so does this guy. Part. This guy
yeah,
right here.
Yeah, because he fucking
wrote
it.
That's right. That
he
was his party
riff on Ride the Lightning. Like,
and they still fucking use it today.
Yeah, just like fucking Izzy wrote all the Guns N' Roses songs and they're out there playing them all. Just like.
And
fucking,
he's still making money off
just
it. But the
like
thing
Paul,
is, Dave Mustaine isn't making money off Metallica.
Of course he's making money off Metallica. Yeah, every time fucking they kill them all because it's got the goddamn mechanics on it, it makes money. But how do you think he pays for all the heroin?
He's clean!
Oh, yeah, he's as clean as a fucking cum rag. Next!
Oh, my God.
Wow!
That was good. There's
you guys
your
know what that's going to be.
That's the opener. All right, next one. Disco Heaven.
No. No.
The
Jim,
fuck?
Throw up the fives. Oh, my God. Wow.
Where do you have it?
I don't fucking have it at all.
Oh, see, all right,
oh
we're back on the level.
God.
We're back on the Beatles
Jim,
level now.
Jim, you know what? Disco Dancing in Circles, which actually is a fucking disco, huh?
So is Disco Heaven.
Cafe Disco.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. Whew. Next song.
Jesus Christ. Do What You Want. Now, obviously, that's what you guys fucking
11,
do.
11, but it's got to be the version of Christina Aguilera, not the
oh,
one
Oh, wait,
Jim,
Disco Heaven. I do have that on my list.
You son of a bitch. I knew this. What?
All the way down at a... 29.
Okay. Better than 31.
I have it at 31.
Oh, my God. Do What You Want. Hughes has 11. I don't have it.
Do You Want... Ooh.
The Edge... yeah, I know. Look at this. The Edge of Glory.
The Edge of Glory... No. Definitely not.
Okay.
Okay, I was missing stuff up, and I wrote the wrong thing, but I know what it is.
Absolutely not.
The
Edge of Glory for me.
Wow.
Doesn't work for me.
You don't want the glory hole?
No, yeah, it's got that sax solo. I don't like
12.
The album Born That Way that much. I think that album
12.
Is the worst.
Okay.
I had it at the edge of the night. Because I fucked all right, up.
What's next here? All right, our next song is A.A. Nothing Else I Can Say.
There's one song you did not miss.
Hey.
Never mind.
I don't have it.
A.A. Nothing Else I Can Say.
What can I say? Isn't that another song? Like, that might just...
Damn, Jim, seriously?
Wow, Jim.
Wow. Dude.
I'm going to quote Sully Erna
here. Is
that here?
The Cherry...
Cherry Cherry Boom Boom, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I have no
that's
idea what
the
fuck you're talking about with that.
Yeah, that's that song.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
I'm going to quote Sully Erna as much as I fucking hate him. You stand alone, dude.
Oh my God. Jesus fucking Christ, Sully Erna.
Couldn't you quote Dio and say he's the last in line? That would
no,
be better.
Cause,
why?
Because I respect Dio. I don't respect Sully.
So why would you use Sully's...
Because he stands alone.
Yeah, but then why would you, like...
He's not the last in line, because then there would be people in front of him.
No, he's, like, the last one in line. Like, he's the only one in line.
No, but I stand alone, or the last in line, there can be a 1 or 1,000 in front of you.
I struggle with quoting Godsmack. Actually, though, I would quote Godsmack and say that when you guys are talking about how you hate Metallica, you're just, like, crying like a bitch.
Godsmack are a bunch of bitches for stealing the fucking logo from Alice in Chains as their
and one of the best Alice in Chains songs ever is called
Godsmack. The song, yeah.
Yeah. So fuck them. Yeah, no. I will say I did see Godsmack live once because I went to go see Motley Crue.
Horrible.
The I best, saw them live. The best moment of their show was Sully stopped the show while they're mid song because some douchebag was fucking like either groping a girl or doing something to a girl, and he stopped it, called the fucking dude out, and some dude actually laid him fucking out while the pit was going on. The dude that laid out the fucking scumbag, Sully was just like, hey man, you're gonna come drink beer with us at the end of the show. Can you imagine that phone call to your boss?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not gonna be in tomorrow. I'm drinking beer with Godsmack and Motley Crue tonight.
But you know what happened after that? His boss fired him. Not because he showed up, but because he's a Godsmack fan.
Maybe he was a Motley Crue fan. Maybe he was a Def Leppard fan. Def Leppard.
I would still fire if you're a Motley Crue fan or a Def Leppard fan. If you paid, you know what? Electric Chapel. Let's do it. Who's got Electric Chapel? What a great song.
That early intro guitar riff. Wow. Cute. Don't
have it.
That's a fad.
Wow.
Hughes is out.
I'm out. You guys are
you're out.
I don't know.
That's two Washkush and I have in the top 10 together.
Yeah, but I don't
you
have
had, you had Bad Romance at 20, and Hughes and I both had it in the top 10.
Yeah.
Washkush wins. God damn it. All right.
Okay,
right.
We got some songs to go through here. Yeah, let's go to this week.
Enigma. Well, you have to stare
Edward?
At Dave Mustaine. You're fired up. You just keep seeing Dave every time you look. All right. Enigma.
Enigma. 28.
Yeah, just get it like the nipple just showing out like this.
I could have made that his tongue. Like, shake my nipple, so it's like Dave's wiggling his tongue at Hughes.
Yeah, Eddie here.
You put some sugar there, it'd be like he's licking cocaine.
Pour some sugar on me? Hey, if it was 1983, it probably would. But, you know, the man's a clean man.
This is clean.
All right.
Where are we at?
What are we doing?
Enigma. I don't have Enigma.
Edward.
I don't have Enigma.
Enigma? Edward Enigma?
Who's got
no?
No.
No?
No. All right. Let's go to Government Hooker.
No comment. No, I don't have it.
No.
Wow, Jim. Jesus, Jim. Jim's fucking done. That's like three songs in top five. It's between Hughes and I. Hughes, I'm still hoping for the meatloaf.
Fucking moly.
We might.
It's plausible.
It is.
Next song, Grigio Girls.
No.
Jim.
11. 11.
It's a big.
You guys need to listen.
It's a big old negative there, sir.
What a great song. Fuck.
I need like 7 of these buttons just to hit. Just.
All right. Our next song is Guy.
Oh,
16. G-U-Y.
16.
Okay, Hughes, I got it at 13.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't have it at all.
Shocker.
Man,
shocker!
Our faces aren't being recorded because that was a great
shocker.
Shocker!
What
album is good? Oh, Art Pop. That's right.
Oh shit!
Fuck you, like, Jesus Christ! I don't. Oh my god!
Wait, what did you say? I missed it. What?
I'd be cute with him.
Oh
my god! He talks like a fucking pirate.
The army.
I'm gonna start calling you Steve. I'm gonna call you Steve from now on.
Wait, we have a pirate in our team?
Yeah, Steve Goodman. That's your new name.
What are you talking about?
Next. Oh my god.
That's his real name.
The next song.
Steve Goodman?
Hair.
How do you know that? Why do you know that?
No,
your name's Steve Goodman, because Steve the Pirate. You're Benny Goodman. Your new name's Steve Goodman.
Oh,
alright, who's got hair?
I don't have it.
I've got hair, but I don't have it on my list.
I got hair. 27.
I got some parking lots.
Great song.
Dude,
oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, that 9.5 is starting to kick in.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. How about Heavy Metal Lover? Heavy metal lover. Heavy metal lover. Oh my fucking.
No.
15. Oh man. It's got the fucking words heavy metal in it.
So? That doesn't necessarily mean it's gonna make a huge
Shooter McGavin over here.
No, I like how Hughes is one, you're two, yeah. I'm three. Hughes and I are both just like no. And you're like, oh, top five. Yeah. And we're just both shitting on you. So Hughes is shitting on you from the top, and I'm just taking my shit and I'm throwing it up to you from the bottom.
So I'm the one being shit on.
Yes. But I feel like whomever of the rank is going to be shit on needs to be the number two spot. Hence, number two.
This is so good. This is so good. I'm never the most sober of the three of us. This is fun. This is great. I got to hold this thing together. So, all right, next.
I planned on not having a few drinks, but then my fiance was just like, shit day at work, and she just started handing me beers. I'm like, all right, fine, whatever, fuck it.
My fiance. Has anyone seen my fiance?
They all say. Yes, it is.
Maybe the dingo ate your baby. All right, Hey Girl. That's the next song. Hey Girl.
I've got Hey Girl at 31.
Hey Girl.
At what?
I have it at 32.
Wow, you guys are fucking shitheads. 21.
Why?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about. 3.
Okay.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
It's
let's go
a decent song.
Hold My Hand. The Beatles, Hold My Hand.
Nah, don't have it.
The Top Gun soundtrack.
I don't have it.
Maverick. 24.
Oh, Jesus. You and your fucking planes. Boats and Planes.
Boats and Planes.
Pirates. Planes didn't even exist during pirate time.
Okay. Yeah, Tom Cruise.
I just happened to find it that it was a song by her. And I'm like, hey, not bad.
All right.
Tom Cruise is a fucking weirdo, but, you know, the movie was fucking great, both of them.
Alright, I like it rough.
No, don't have it.
21.
Nada.
Nada. Jesus Christ. Next one, John Wayne.
I got a little John Wayne action at 25.
No, thanks.
I got a little John Wayne action at, 5.
What?
Yes.
Boats, Planes, and Cowboys. Oh my god.
Fake. You have that at 5? Yeah, that's a.
You have it at 5?
Oh god.
It's a good song.
It's a good song. Yeah, no, I like it. It's good. That ruined you. You're done. You're out.
You're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
You don't know where it's ranked.
You're done. Alright. Next one. Judas.
Yeah, 18.
Thank you for the long weekend there a couple weeks ago, even though I didn't get it off. But, you know. Jim, throw up the 5.
Nope, 12. Great song. 12.
17.
Okay. I was going to say, it's been, like, we didn't even talk about the genius of Ghost on Easter, what they did.
That was good.
I'm sitting on Easter Sunday listening to the sermon by the brilliant Father Jim DeFrock taking calls, and then Ghost releases that fucking gem of a song.
I didn't listen to it nearly as many times as you have, Jim. Maybe like,
I listen to it 10 times a day, every day.
I think I might have listened to it 4 times total.
It gets better each time.
That's what she said.
Look, I'm addicted to Ghost. I it's not good.
Ghost
it's
is fantastic.
It's just, there's just Ghost shirts all over my house, and it's just...
My kid loves Ghost. Like, the one day, like, she was not feeling good or something, I don't know, Fiance was upstairs sleeping. She was just like, "I hungry?" I'm like, "Okay. You want to eat?" She's like, "Cereal?" I'm like, "Okay." So I gave her a little thing of cereal, and she's like, "Milk?" I'm like, "Okay." Gave her milk. And then she starts going, "Ghost down. Ghost down." She doesn't know that the song is called Square Hammer. And for some reason, or no, she's Halloween Ghost. That's what she calls that, but Spillways is Ghost Down. Ghost Down.
Okay.
So, my kid, who's 3, loves Ghost.
There you go. They're the greatest. Like, I mean,
I constantly just, if she's just, 2 of us just sitting down, she's eating, usually Saturday mornings, like, I'll make her breakfast, and she just, you know, I play Ghost for her, and she loves it.
They're the greatest band of all time.
Whoa.
Officially. They're my number 1. It's done. The list changed.
Yeah. And tomorrow it'll be a new band. So, next up.
Stop it. Stop it. I've been consistent for a whole year. Just Dance.
Like you shit your pants.
Oh, my God. Who's got Just Dance?
Oh, yeah. 17.
All right. 28.
That's a bad.
He's done. He's done.
I might be done. I might be done.
Wow.
He's done.
Wow.
I got this.
Well, it depends on all your other stuff.
Wow.
I feel pretty top heavy here. I think we're going to be okay.
All right, our next song is Love Game.
5.
I want to take a ride on your disco sick. 5.
Oh,
that's our number one so far.
That's our number one. Oh, baby.
That might be Hughes' number one.
Okay.
There's a little bit more excitement seeing all 5.
No, because now we're getting... No, just because we're getting to the part of the alphabet where I'm going to start hitting now. So it's like...
Oh, boy. Okay. All right.
Next.
Manicure. What? Oh, my God. 22.
What?
22.
Did you fucking listen?
22.
5.
You're 5 in Manicure?
I'm 5 in Manicure.
Oh, I won. I won.
No, you didn't.
You don't like art pop, but you got Manicure in your top 10. What are you, Jim, on Rolling Stones night?
No, at least I put those songs on. You decided to not put black and anything from Black and Blue.
Don't even talk to me about Black and Blue. I mean, that's some of the man. Whacked out shit that's ever happened in the history of this.
Here's a rank. Top 5 ranks. All 3 of us are most bitter about previous ranks.
Yeah.
Hughes could talk. Hughes is number 1. Black and Blue. With Jim.
Number one's Queens of the Stone Age.
Ooh, I don't know.
See,
Black and Blue, you're still salty over, but you haven't said anything about Queens of the Stone Age.
It's too painful to even bring up.
It's too raw still after 2.5 years.
It's just too many 3s and 7s going on with you.
Yeah, I'm all 3s and 7s. What
the fuck?
Next song.
Yeah.
Phone's falling. Alright, Marry the Night.
No.
You don't have that one at all?
I don't have it at all. No. Nope.
Neither do you?
Nope.
Wow. 13.
It's too slow.
Yeah.
Too slow.
It's a building song.
Building song.
Building
Jesus fucking
not
Christ.
Like Gaga anymore.
Wow. Did you guys even fucking listen?
Oh,
I've been listening to Gaga since it started for like 15 years.
Yeah.
Let's go. Next song.
Million Reasons. Give me
22.
A million reason. A million reason. No. No, thank you.
18.
No,
hey,
thank
there
you.
We go. Bunny. We're close.
Yeah.
How about some Monster?
Monster.
Who's got the Monster?
5.
Oh. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. 5 minus 5. I don't have it.
Oof. Oof. Not good.
Oof. Not looking good. Good for you, buddy. I don't either.
Not good. It's okay.
You stand alone.
Yeah, not looking good for you, buddy.
I
this
have
is
every
great.
Single song from the Fame Monster on my list.
This is great.
Fame Monster, they had a few good ones. But it wasn't a stellar classic like Joanne.
All right.
Paparazzi.
I like it too.
Who's got Paparazzi?
5.
Wow, Jesus Christ. I don't have it.
Are you?
I had my lens on when I took the pictures. So there's no pictures.
Oh.
Neither of you have?
Nope.
Really? I mean, I'm not even going to sit here and be like, I can't believe you don't have it. I'm just like, that's kind of crazy. I'm surprised.
I have no clue where this is going to go now.
I might have spoke too soon.
How about some Paper Gangsta?
Don't
give me the give me the papers. 23. Just give me the papers.
19.
Okay.
I need those codes. No,
man, this
no.
Is wild.
You want
this
those
is
codes.
Wild. This is
hey,
wild.
Speaking of codes, he got off by killing that lady.
He did.
Yeah.
I saw that. Well,
he
didn't intentionally kill her because he thought
he thought
the gun was unloaded as it should have been.
Right. Well, that was like Vince Neil didn't realize that there was fucking cars in the intersection.
Well, he also drank a large amount of alcohol.
I'm just saying, you know.
How about how his voice
killed Razzle
in that car accident?
I mean, He did. How about Motley Crue just should have just stayed retired and just not tarnished? Yo, yeah, how about that video I sent you guys of Ace Frehley, I think it was, or whoever the fuck from Kiss, where his hair caught on fire and he didn't miss a fucking beat, stop singing?
Oh, yeah. Just, yeah, I remember that
video. They just
yeah.
went and got his fucking hair out and like...
Yep. That was a good one. Yeah, I remember
I mean,
that.
That is the definition of true rock star.
No, the definition is Dave Grohl with a broken ankle playing 3 hours.
Yes. Also,
they told him, he did the interview and he said, they told him, your ankle is detached, you need to go to the hospital. And he looked at the guy and was like, these fucking people waited for this show, what do I do? And the guy's like, well, somebody's going to have to hold your ankle. And he said, well, come on stage, let's go. And he sat there and the guy literally had to hold his ankle in place so he didn't end up losing his foot completely.
Wow.
So he sat in a chair with his ankle, with his foot up, and a medic held his ankle in place for the entire show. And then he went to the hospital.
The second time I went to go see Slipknot, it was at the Uproar Festival at good old Montage Mountain. And I can't remember, one of the auxiliary drummers, Sid Clown, or it was the other guy?
Sid.
I think it was Sid.
He's the wild man. He jumps in the crowd.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So it was definitely him. Yeah. He jumped off something like 2 or 3 shows prior, like maybe a week ago. And Corey Taylor's like, hey, mister, I broke both my fucking feet. He's like, let's give a round of applause for Sid, because he's just sitting there fucking bored out of his mind, just going, dun, 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 dun. Because he literally broke both of his feet because he jumped off way too high and he landed, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a wild man.
Yeah,
He's the one that's married to Kelly Osbourne. He just had a kid.
Good for him and her. And
yeah, your father-in-law is Ozzy Osbourne. It's wild.
Hey, and...
Oh, he's... oh, my God. You gotta see the baby.
You gotta see the baby. Next song.
All right. Perfect Illusion.
Perfect Illusion, 23.
I don't have that song.
That's a five banger.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
I'm
whoa,
shocked.
Whoa,
you guys
whoa.
Didn't listen to Lady Gaga. Hey, any of our tremendous 20 listening, whoever you think has the best list, let us know in the book.
Yeah,
falling down the rankings, find us. Comment. Or not.
Yeah.
Tell us who ranked. Tell us who shanked.
Or just tell us who's an idiot and who's not. Or just tell us all 3 of us are idiots because we know it. Who's the biggest idiot of the idiot?
I'm holding this together.
Next song.
The guy who duct taped Dave Mustaine to his shirt. Let's see.
Gosh.
Next song, Plastic Doll.
Oh, I got Plastic Doll at 26.
Ooh.
Did you even listen to the fucking song? Jesus.
Wow,
Jim.
Fives. Throwing fives.
It's a noose.
I got Plastic Doll at,
fives.
At
great.
36.
Oh, my fucking God.
That was pretty good. That was good stuff.
That's my poker face.
This guy's
face.
Fired up. This guy's fired up. Speaking of which, that's our next song, Poker Face. Oh my God, I don't even have that song. Fuck that song. Really?
What?
You guys have that song?
Dude, that song
oh
is the epitome
God.
Of Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
like that song
it.
Literally is...
No, I don't have
Lady
it.
Gaga, Poker Face, Black Sabbath, War Pigs. Like...
It does nothing for me.
It should.
That's not War Pigs. Oh my God! This guy say Poker Face. War Pigs.
The John Cena.
Yeah, I can't see what you guys.
I saw a crazy thing. Like there was a video of John Cena where he was on like Jimmy Kimmel or Jay Leno or something, where the whole thing behind the "You Can't See Me" for the people that obviously can't see me, I'm waving my hand in front of my face. He did that as a joke. And then, like somehow it, like, just stuck. And he's like, yeah, for the next 15 years, I'm going like this, waving my hand in front of my face. You can't see me.
That's Vince McMahon for you. He gets his hands on something he likes. He doesn't let go.
Yeah, I don't even think it was a joke, like, on, like, the wrestling ring
yeah.
at all. I think it was just a joke between, like, him and a friend or something like that. And he did it.
And I'm sure Vinnie Mac Attack saw it and was
Vinnie,
like,
Jim,
so you
wait,
know.
Jim, you don't even have Poker Face on your list. If you want to
yeah,
tell us we didn't listen to Lady Gaga...
We gotta go. You can't just go fucking radio hit. You gotta actually listen to the album.
Oh.
That was literally the first song I heard by her. So yeah,
oh
it's gonna
God,
hold it.
Jesus
gonna...
fucking Christ! I don't. What's this next song? Shebby. Chemi? Chevy?
Chevy? The song she sings in German. Did you fucking listen?
Oh, this fucking guy. He's got hard on for Rammstein now, so now it's what like anything fuck? To do with German.
Yeah,
Jim, you like Halloween, right?
He's so fire.
Jim, you like Halloween, right?
Oh, I like these 9% beers. What? I love Halloween. I dress up every year.
Halloween's from Germany.
I don't care for the Rammstein.
Would you like a song in German? So she hisha hosha husha. Watch, this is harder by the second.
That sounds like
God.
Swedish.
If she... If Gaga fucking had a pirate ship and sang in German, that's it. He's done for.
It's 20. All right?
It's 20.
20.
Our next song.
Next song.
How about some sex dreams?
Yeah.
Number 20.
All right. I don't have it. No need for it. That's a five. I knew that was coming. You were pushing that song harder than...
Yeah, you were pushing. I could probably have it higher, but...
Yeah.
It's a good song.
We should have did Gaga out of 50.
My only regret about doing Gaga is I wish you guys had actually listened.
I want to know from, like, the actual diehard Gaga fans that actually know her music of... Which one of the three of us is right, wrong, and in between?
Yeah, I would. You know, that's a good idea, especially since it's something that we... This is way out of the box for us. It's not like rock or metal.
Typically, we do
anything,
rock,
so
metal,
like,
heavy metal.
Yeah.
You know,
something that one of us is into. This is kind of.
But, like.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't get any content on the Book of Face. So hit us up. Fine.
Nobody does.
Huh?
Unless you pay for it. Nobody gets fucking.
You never know. But if they listen to us and then they hear us and then they're like, hey, go listen to us or go tell us we're idiots on Facebook, and then one person will be like, hey, you guys are idiots. And we're like, thank you. And we will all thank you.
We love validation.
Yes.
Why?
We know we're idiots.
Because we're shallow.
So
boom. There's our next song.
God damn it. 27. Sex stream. Jim, she's on another list for you, and she's not even sex stream. Come on. With three X's.
Look at this guy. Shallow. Washkus. Das Kus.
Shallow.
Shallow.
Wafkuf. Wafkuf. Did you get stung by a bee all of a sudden?
I got stung by a sheep.
Oh my god, this is bad. I'm not keeping this together. Fuck this. Who's got Hughes? I don't have shallow. Watch this, you have shallow?
No, I'm in the deep end.
Tell me something, girl.
What are you even singing?
That's shallow.
It's just your you're now the apples deep tonight, so it's
modern.
It's your blood runs down to your
it's
face.
A country
you're
song.
So
yeah, it's the country song.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Sounds like a fucking
the next
Pearl Jam song.
Go listen to it. That's the fucking movie.
Part. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's go. Next song.
Sign from Above.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
That's holding
Christ.
Up the ass
no.
on my list at 30. It's not making the list.
So happy
I could die.
I
don't have it. Don't have it.
Oh my god.
Jim, where you
Ooh, the next song. I don't have that song. Stop it.
Fuck?
This is crazy. I know. Alright, our next song. Oh my god, speechless. That's what 15. I am right now 15. With you fucking guys.
Nada.
What the hell is Alright. Stupid Love.
30.
Jim?
Nada.
Nope.
What's next? Summer Boy.
No.
He was a summer boy. I said, see you later, boy.
Skate.
Summer
Skater
boy.
Boy there, dude. Mister.
He was
Mister, you stand
boy.
Alone at five, but none of us.
Again? Oh, my.
Did you even
God.
Listen, Jim? Like, did you just, like, just
oh,
put
I
it
listened.
On shuffle?
You guys didn't You didn't listen. No. You're Wednesday. You're like, oh, I have to listen to four more Gaga albums. I knew this was going to happen.
And I did.
I knew it. Yeah, uh-huh, yeah, okay.
And I've been listening to Gaga basically nonstop ever since.
How about some teeth? Can we get
21.
Some teeth in here?
21.
Yeah, I had too much meth.
Oh, wow, you're making dollhouses too? All right, let's see.
People lose their teeth from having meth.
I know, I agree.
Kids,
Tyson
don't do
something.
Drugs.
Use.
He makes a mess.
God. I can't next do this. Song. Oh my god. Telephone.
Five.
Oh man.
I fucking hate Beyonce. Fuck her. Jesus
Christ. That's a no. Wow. I don't have that song either.
What the fuck?
Ooh, Mr. I'm gonna win now.
Oh my god, you guys are...
This is all over the place, holy shit.
How do you not have that?
Because Beyonce sucks.
Man, you guys...
Well, not sorry.
But, you know.
I hate Beyonce. All right,
we have four songs left. Three songs left. We got this. Right. The Fame.
No.
The Fame. Where are you guys shooting? 16.
Okay. Next song.
Wow. Venus.
Five.
Damn it, Hughes. I got a 25.
That's okay.
Should have had it higher. Oh my god, look Goose at eggs. This guy. Goose eggs. And our last song is You and I.
14.
You and I.
Hughes. I don't you and that. I both have it at 14.
Oh, wow. All right, that's a good way to end the...
Yeah.
The initial run through.
And
let's take a break. Let's take a break here. We gotta.
Oh shit! Yeah, you gotta get water. I need a fucking beer, and then we gotta do our top 10 still.
Piss break.
Oh, I'm over here thinking we're doing points. We're not ready yet. I'm
too shit! We got 10.
We didn't even do the top 10.
When we do A to Z, Z to A, it goes a little bit longer than our use, but
that's all right. This is fun.
A little bit more humor because we all get pissed off at each other. So
I know
we'll be back.
Break time.
I mean. I'm not going to say anything. Break time. All right, I got to get a beer.
And we're back. Top 10 time. We're going to round table it. I'm kicking off number 10, Monster.
Whoa. Jumping right in. Head first into the deep end.
Wow. Wow. Number 10 for me, Plastic Doll.
Number 10 for me, Electric Chapel.
Okay. Okay.
Still sounds like a lot of disappointment.
No, not at all, because we're both in the top 10 with that. I can't wait.
Yeah. Buddy decided to not have it.
Buddy, what's 9?
Aura.
Shimmy. We can't see you or Dave Mustaine. It's
What do you mean?
Your phone fell forward.
Right, I'm trying here. I'm trying. All right. It's fucking charger. I'm in a situation.
It's either you or Dave. Pick one. Either you or Dave.
Well, Dave's prettier than me. Number 9, Disco Heaven.
But we're not talking to Dave.
Yeah, fuck Dave.
My number 9er is Perfect Illusion.
Ooh. Wow. Got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shocked you guys.
Wow.
I'm surprised you guys shat on it so
much. Number 8. So Happy I Could Die.
Wow. Number 8. Electric Chapel.
Numero 8. Sex. The 3 X's. Green.
Ooh, baby.
Number 7. 911.
Wow. Number 7, Summer Boy.
Number 7. I want to jump on your disco stick. Love game.
Ah.
Is that the words? I'm terrible with
words. Disco stick.
Number 6.
I
want to
take a ride on your disco stick.
Venus.
6-6.
Venus. God damn it. It's a good song. Hughes, was that Francis?
That was Francis. Yeah.
From Mars to Sirius.
I just heard Francis.
Oh, wait, sorry.
No, I hear him.
He's crying outside the door of the room. Yeah.
Poor guy.
Frankenstein. Let that poor boy in.
Please, he makes a mockery in this room. This room's off
limits. Oh, come on. I have 3 cats. Not one of them would bother me all night.
1, 2, 3. All right, my number, what it was? 6. My number 6. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
We smoke them all.
I'm the bad guy. Hey, yo. Number 6, Get Your Nails Did, Manicure.
Wow, I respect that.
Number 5, Paparazzi.
Wow.
Wow, man. Number 5 for me, Government Hooker.
Number 5, A Applause.
Okay, wow.
Number four, wow. Telephone.
Mm. Call me on the shelf.
On the what?
No, what?
On the shelf phone.
Oh, yeah, the shelf
phone. Oh, okay, the shelf phone. I got those. The... All right, number four for me, Love Game. Give me that disco stick.
We skipped. Did I say seven? Yeah, I said, yeah.
Yeah, your seven was Love Game. Disco. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. My number four is The Duke.
John Wayne.
Mr. John
Wayne. Wow.
This song is fucking great.
Nah, I really, it's crazy. I didn't, wow, okay.
My number three, Poker Face. Ma-ma-ma-ma.
Which neither of you two have a poker face.
No, I've never had a poker face. I never will. Terrible liar.
We play cards many a times. I know your poker face.
I can't lie.
Very bad.
It sucks.
Very bad.
Number three for me, Applause. I do it for applause. Wow.
Mr. Delaware. Yeah. My number three.
Ma-ma-ma-ma.
Can't see
me. Oh, wow.
My poker face.
Okay. Wow. That one might... I think that knocked... Wow.
The meatloaf is still alive.
Where? Oh, man. We're done. This is fucked.
Meatloaf is still alive, Mr. Delaware.
Oh, God.
It all depends on what you say
now.
If the meatloaf is alive or not.
You fucking pricks. No.
My number two. What?
Nothing.
My number two is the disco stick song. Love Game.
Wow. My number two, AA, Nothing Else I Can Say. The most poppest song I've ever heard in my life.
My number two, I always put an Adam Sandler lyric into it. Just dance. Like I just shit your pants.
Wow.
Wow.
Mr. Delaware.
Number one.
Again. Two times in a row.
Bad Romance.
Boom. Bad Romance, baby.
Well done.
Ooh la la.
Well done. You fuckers.
Well,
man,
shimmy.
Dance it.
Put that fucking
Dance 20. In the Dark. That's the best Gaga song.
Dance in the Dark
is
a great song.
Dude, it's the best.
I love it.
Jerry. It's the best.
Not according to us, Jerry.
You guys just...
This is definitely between... Mr. Delaware and Mr. Kingsley.
You don't know nothing, Jon Snow.
How long
Relax
you need to time?
There.
How long you need to tally?
About 4 hours and 30 minutes.
All right,
we'll do a little bit of rambling.
I'm kidding. I'll be done in no
if
time.
If we need to take a break, we'll take a break.
Take
some rambling. I'm going
to take a break. I'll be back.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Break time.
Give us numbers.
All right. We're going to jump over to the lady singers. We'll do a top five there. Number five, Joan Jett. Number four, Lady Gaga herself. Number three, Gwendolyn Stefani. Number two, the women from Heart. And the number one is Stevie Nicks.
Yeah,
all right. That is a pretty awesome list.
That's a great list.
I still suggest everybody go listen to my girl, Grace.
And everybody go listen to Haim. Go listen to Haim. I'm putting them in the bucket next time.
And like I said, Christina Scaba. She's got a scabia, scaba. I don't know how to fucking say it. Sorry.
Scabia, scabia.
Swami Swanson.
Samsonite.
Evanescence may not be the greatest band, but she's got a great voice.
What, Amy Lee?
Is that her name?
No, wait, Scabia.
It's Evanescence.
Yeah, Amy Lee's Evanescence. Scabia's
arch enemy.
Lacuna Coil.
Lacuna. Sorry, yeah.
Thank you for the pickup. Like I said, that 9.5 is starting to kick in.
A little bit.
Yeah, a lot of it, actually. So.
Oh, my God. All right, Gogster, here we go. We're going 30-1, and then we're going to talk about the winner of all winners here, I guess. This is fucked up, man. All right, number 30, we got Monsta. 29, Million Reasons. 28, Still Happy I Could Die. 27, Aura. 26, Summer Boy. 25, Disco Heaven. 24, 911. 23, Plastic Doll. 22, Paparazzi. 21, Government Hooker. Number 20, Diamond Heart. 19, Telephone. 18, Perfect Illusion. 17, Venus. 16, Guy. 15, AA, Nothing Else I Can Say. 14, Alejandro. 13, You and I. 12, Sex Dreams. 11, Manicure. Number 10, John Wayne. Wow, number 9.
That's some big points for me.
Number 9, Ayo.
Ayo.
Number 8, Electric Chapel. Number 7, Judas. Number 6, Just Dance. Number 5, Dance in the Dark. Number 4, Poker Face. Number 3, Applause. Number 2, Bad Romance. And the number 1 Lady Gaga song is Love Game. Disco Stick.
Who in the fuck won?
With...
I don't know how this points went system works anymore.
Love Game, Bad Romance, Applause, Poker Face, 1, 2, 3, 4, Washkush got all 4, he wins.
Oh.
Whoa. Hughes, you got screwed on Applause, and I got screwed on Bad Romance and Poker Face.
Damn.
So, Washkush wins.
The winner! So,
what the fuck?
My bonus is strictly on what we are doing next.
Okay.
Say strictly again.
Strictly. We have two that are in the pipeline of to do. I don't know what we're doing. We can decide right now what we want to do in 2 weeks, roughly, give or take, depending on life circumstances.
Yeah.
Are we doing Goldfinger, or are we doing wrestling heels and heel turns? I know those are the next two in line.
Those are the two.
I have two to line up perfectly with each of them.
What are we thinking? Hughes, what do you want to do?
I'll be the deciding factor if there's a tie.
Hughes, what do you want to do?
Honestly, I'm good with either one. I'll leave it up to you guys.
Then you gotta give us a choice.
All right.
A choice.
Then I'm going Goldfinger.
All right, I'm going Goldfinger. Let's roll. Music. Let's roll. And then after that, we'll take a break.
Yep.
Okay,
so Goldfinger and then wrestling.
And then wrestling. Okay, I like it.
Album rank. We haven't done one of these in a while. Goldfinger. Ska punk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jim, you said you wanted to continue the ska punk, right?
Okay, sure.
Rank the album Keys Be Nights by Catch 22.
Wow.
Alright. I like it.
I'm in.
I don't know if
rank
you even
the
heard
album.
It.
I don't even know what the fuck you just said. I'm going to look it up.
K-E-A-S-B-Y.
Who's this by Catch 22, right?
Wow.
Yes. K-N-I-G-H-T-S.
Wow.
That is by far their best album.
Okay.
In my opinion, the best ska band ever.
Oh, man. An album rank. We have not done that in a long time. Oh. I
did have the other one for the wrestling one. If you guys chose wrestling, it would have been Finishers, but, you know.
Okay.
Well, it still might be an opportunity.
Dude.
Hey, whoever wins next
we'll have
rank
to see.
Can potentially steal that if they want to.
Keys Be Nights. Okay, I see the album now. Keys Be Nights. Wow.
You'll get through it in about a half an hour.
Of course. Like 35 songs.
You know,
it's awesome.
No, there's like, I think like 12 or 13 songs.
14 songs. I'm looking
right
now.
Close.
This is great. I'm in. I can't wait to listen to this.
Excellent.
It falls on the same line of Goldfinger.
All right.
And maybe, I don't know if we can do Catch 22 or not. I don't know how many albums they have.
They have 5.
I know they... 5? Okay, so they had their first one, Through the Ringer, Keys Be Nights.
1, 2, 3. Oh, 4.
Sorry.
Alone in a Crowd. Sounds, and then Permanent Revolution. They have 4 albums.
Okay, so Alone in a Crowd is eh, and then after Dinosaur Sounds is meh. And then I didn't even know they had the other one. So I stopped after Alone in the Crowd, Dinosaur Sounds era-ish. Huh. But Keysby Nights.
All right, I'm in. Keysby Nights. Great ska band. All right, so 2 weeks, so, maybe 2 weeks. Eventually, we'll get to... Our next rank is Goldfinger. 70 is Goldfinger.
Yeah, we don't know when to fucking rank him next.
Number 70 is Goldfinger.
So our bonus is winner, Madam Stevie Nicks.
Yes.
Rightfully so.
Yes.
I don't have any disagreements with that, because she was my number one. And then Love Game.
Love Game. Disco Stick. Wow.
Disco Stick by the Gaga.
The Gaga.
I think our number two should be our number one, but no? Points don't lie.
Points don't lie.
Points don't lie. But, you know.
Yo, the Knicks are 45 seconds left in the game. Knicks 99, Cavaliers 76.
I know. I'm watching it, Hughes. 23 points. Okay. This is ridiculous. Hey.
Well.
Love it.
Today's Friday. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Friday. Rock and roll.
Enjoy the weekend.
Be safe.
Drink beer. Go have fun. Be safe.